Growing up, most of my family vacations were road trips. My dad loved to drive, and there was no distance too long to deter my dad. He loved it. He loved being out on the open road. And part of the ritual of preparing for a road trip was my dad getting out his atlas, his paper maps to plan the route. Where we'd go, the places we'd stop, the little roadside attractions we'd wanted to see, the scenic overlooks that my dad always rushed us through by the time we got there. He loved to plan the trip, and he loved to think through where he was going to stop for gas, where we were going to stop for food. He enjoyed the planning of it and to make sure that he was prepared for the journey ahead. You know, as we talk about stewardship, and as a church, we talk about stewardship in order to prepare for the coming year. Here at our church, we have a budget, a map, so to speak, of how we're going to spend the generous resources that you give. And part of having a budget is to understand that we have some goals, some places we want to go, some things we want to do along the journey of the coming year. And when you make a commitment to give, a pledge, you're helping us to chart that course for the coming year, to see if we have enough resources to do the things we want to do, some of the journeys that we want to take together. We make those decisions based on your commitments. That's why it's so important for you to offer a commitment to help us think through what you're going to give next year, so that when we sit down to plan the year ahead, we know how much we have and how far that will take us. In fact, it's a very biblical method. In Luke chapter 14, Jesus tells a little story in which he's trying to encourage us to think through our commitments. He says, "What man, before he sits down to build a tower, doesn't first calculate the costs, to draw up the plans, to make sure that he has enough to finish before he begins?" And that's what budgeting is in the life of the church. And you play an essential part in that process. So as we think about next year, and as we dream together about the church that we could be, we need your help. So consider what you're going to give, the commitment you're going to make. So as we sit down and spread out the map of God's plans for next year, we know exactly the resources we're going to have, because we know that God has great dreams for the people here at First Methodist. And we want you to be a part of that journey. So help us plan, help us budget, help us dream about the church that we could be. Amen.